Boston is one step closer to strengthening protections for some undocumented immigrants. City officials yesterday filed an amended Trust Act. That's an ordinance that was passed in 2014, and it prohibits Boston police from detaining undocumented immigrants just because federal immigration officials asked them to do so. Now, these proposed changes would further clarify the role of the Boston police when it comes to these federal immigration laws. And the changes follow WBUR's reporting on a 2017 immigration arrest that involved Boston police. Joining me now to walk us through all of this is WBUR reporter Shannon Dooling. Shannon, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here. Shannon, let's start with that 2017 arrest that I just mentioned. Can you remind us of your reporting on that story?
Sure. So in 2017, we reported on the ICE arrest of a man named Jose Martin Paz Flores. And he's originally from Honduras, and a few years ago was working for Boston-based Terra Construction. He fell from a ladder on a job site and broke his leg. And Paz Flores did not have work authorization in the U.S. when he fell. And Terra Construction did not have workers' compensation insurance at the time of the accident. So a few weeks after the accident, Paz Flores filed a workers' compensation claim, which he's entitled to do. And he was arrested shortly thereafter by federal immigration officials when he was leaving a meeting at the construction company. He was taken into immigration custody at that point, and his lawyers believed 2 years ago that his arrest was retaliation against, you know, his undocumented status was used against him by Terra Construction. So fast forward to earlier this year, the Department of Labor files a lawsuit in Boston federal court alleging that Paz Flores was indeed retaliated against by Terra Construction and that the company triggered that ICE arrest.
Okay, got it. So we have this federal lawsuit now pending here in Boston. And it turns out that out of those court documents, you learned new details about how that immigration arrest went back in 2017.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, what stood out?
So there were details from the OSHA investigation that presented a sort of TikTok of the events leading up to Paz Flores' arrest that day and alleging that Boston police officers were involved in coordinating the arrest by ICE. The lawsuit mentioned a, quote, joint ICE-Boston Police Department task force, which was something I'd never seen anywhere in writing before. We reported those details out. We spoke with Boston PD, with the mayor's office, about this particular incident. And then in April, City Councilor Josh Zakem called a hearing to determine whether the city's Trust Act had been violated.
And you were at that hearing as well, right?
Yes, I was.
So what was the sense you got watching the interaction between the city councilors, Boston police officials at that hearing?
Yeah, I got to say there were some tense moments. Boston Police Commissioner William Gross was on the defensive. Zakem and Councilor Lydia Edwards had questions about why a police detective would have been involved in helping ICE locate Paz Flores, who at that time was wanted on a civil immigration warrant. And out of that hearing, it became pretty clear that there may be some changes on the horizon. Let's take a listen to what Councilor Zakem, who filed that original Trust Act in 2014, what he had to say yesterday about the new changes.
We saw, you know, that incident that was, you know, brought to light through, you know, through reporting, through activists in the community. And we said, yeah, the letter of the original Trust Act was not violated, but it did show a situation that we don't want our city resources, whether it's BPD or anyone else, enforcing federal immigration law.
Okay, so two questions. First, it sounds like this idea of civil immigration warrant, somehow that's really important. So
yes.
Can you explain that, please?
Yes.
And then tell us what are the next steps now?
Sure, yeah. So we do hear a lot about civil immigration warrants, these detainers, as they're called. So immigration law is civil in nature. It's not criminal. And that means when ICE is asking BPD to hold someone who otherwise is free to be released, they're asking BPD to do that as a civil request. It's not a criminal warrant that's been signed by a judge. A civil immigration detainer is not the same thing as a criminal warrant. And these amendments sort of build off that concept that prohibits BPD from holding an immigrant just because ICE asks them to.
As opposed to having, for some reason, that had to do with committing a crime.
That's right.
Okay.
And so, but it goes a little beyond that with these new provisions and includes things like not affirmatively sharing with ICE when a person is going to be released. released from BPD custody and not sharing personal information if that's not otherwise publicly available. But it's important to note that neither of those new provisions are relevant in the arrest of Paz Flores. So these wouldn't have prevented him from being arrested.
Okay, so that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
All right, but these are new proposals. So how do Zakim and Walsh say these new provisions are going to be enforced? Is there some new mechanism in place?
Great question. And when I was sitting down with the two of them yesterday, I did ask the mayor the same thing. If, you know, will there be new training implemented if and when there's a new Trust Act passed? Here's what he had to say.
This information will be handed down through the proper protocol, through captains and sergeants and lieutenants, and from the top down, from the command staff down, and we'll get to the rank and file officers.
Now, BPD does already provide a yearly report to the City Council on how many of these civil immigration requests it receives from ICE and how many it honors. That's required by the current Trust Act. In the last 2 years, BPD received 175 of those civil requests. And according to those reports, none of those people were transferred from BPD to ICE. So that reporting would continue under this new act. Mayor Walsh, for his part, said he fully expects BPD Commissioner Gross to be on board and to pass down the new protocol once it's approved.
We've worked with the police department on this as well, and just making sure that, you know, I think it's important to have them at the table as this document's being amended, so that they understand that not the consequences, but the seriousness that we're all taking this issue.
So that amended Trust Act was filed yesterday. It will be introduced to the full City Council next week. And both Walsh and Zakim say they're pretty optimistic it'll pass.
And I want to add, you know, this is one case and an important one, but it's also important because it's part of this large national debate we're having over immigration policy.
Absolutely.
And how we treat undocumented immigrants.
Yep.
That's WBUR reporter Shannon Dooling. Shannon, I know you're going to continue to follow this story. Thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.